Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. Welcome to the AAA podcast for October 2019. On September the 24th, the sun crossed the equator on its journey south. Continuing its journey, the sun will be around 4.5 degrees south of the equator on October the 1st, and by the end of the month will have reached 13.5 degrees south. The effect of this on the UK is that the days will get noticeably shorter. At the beginning of October, the sun will rise around 7 a.m. British Summer Time and will set around 6:30 p.m. British Summer Time, giving about 11.5 hours of daylight. At the end of the month, it will rise around 8 a.m. British Summer Time and will set around 5:30 p.m. British Summer Time, giving about 9.5 hours of daylight. A complicating factor is that British Summer Time ends on October the 27th. Although this will not affect the length of daylight, we will be putting the clocks back an hour, giving us an extra hour in bed. The result of this will be that at the end of October, the sun will rise around 7 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time and will set around 4:30 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. The moon will reach first quarter on October the 5th and will be full on October the 13th. It will reach last quarter on October the 21st and will be new on October the 28th. On the night of the 18th and 19th, the moon will pass in front of the bright star Zeta Tauri. This star shines at magnitude plus 3, so is normally an easy naked eye object. The moon will be seen to close in on the star as midnight approaches. The moon will be a few days past full, so its bright limb will reach the star first. The glare of the moon will make the star difficult to see at the point of disappearance, so a pair of binoculars will be needed to follow it. It will disappear behind the moon around 1:23 a.m. British Summer Time and around 2:12 a.m. British Summer Time will reappear from behind the dark limb. These events are known as occultations and demonstrate that the moon is moving along its orbit around the Earth. Moving on to the planets, Mercury and Venus are not well placed for observation this month as they are too close to the sun. Mars is also close to the sun, but is drawing away and will be becoming a morning object and should become visible before sunrise, before the end of the month. Jupiter has disappeared into the glare of sunset. Saturn is still visible in the early evening, but by the end of the month will have followed Jupiter into the sunset's glare. Uranus and Neptune are visible as binocular objects. Uranus comes to opposition on October the 28th when it will be south at midnight, true midnight, as British summer time will have ended by then. Uranus will be found shining at magnitude plus 5.9 among the stars of Aries. Neptune is to be found shining at magnitude 7.8 among the stars of Aquarius. Moving on to comets. There are three comets in the skies at the moment. Comet 2018 W2 Africano is travelling south and could possibly be in range of large binoculars. It is moving rapidly and thus will need to be observed early in the month. It will pass the southeast corner of the Great Square of Pegasus, heading for Pisces at the end of September. Comet 2017 T2 Pan-STARRS is moving slowly north from Taurus into Auriga. On the nights of 27th, 28th and 29th of October, it will pass by about 1 degree east of the open cluster M36. Comet 2018 N2 passes between the galaxies M33 and M31. At the beginning of October, it will be around 4 degrees north east of M33 near the stars of Triangulum. By the end of the month, it will be around 3 degrees south of M31. Websites such as Comet Watch give finder charts for these objects. all should be visible in modest amateur telescopes. Meteor showers. There are two meteor showers this month. They are not large, but are worth looking out for. The Draconids occur on the night of the 8th and 9th of October. Following convention, they are named after the constellation from which they appear to emanate, in this case Draco the Dragon. The meteors will appear from around the dragon's head, and about 10 meteors per hour might be expected. Unfortunately, the moon's light will swamp out viewing the fainter meteors until the moon sets at 1 a.m. British summer time. The Orionids emanate from a point between Orion's Betelgeuse and the constellation Gemini. They are not as clearly defined as the Draconids, as meteors can be seen throughout October. However, they peak on the night of the 21st and 22nd of October and, like the Draconids, produce around 10 meteors per hour, with viewing impaired by moonlight this year. The stars this month mark the first signs of the winter constellations, the first of which is the Pleiades, or Seven Sisters Open Star Cluster. It can already be seen in the later part of the evening, appearing as a fuzzy patch rising in the east. It is quickly followed by the Hyades, an older, more widely spread cluster, in front of which shines the brilliant red star Aldebaran. Aldebaran and the Hyades are often depicted as the head and red eye of Taurus the Bull. As the weeks pass, we will see Orion the Hunter and Gemini the Twins move on to centre stage, and winter will be just around the corner. Until next month, clear skies.